Welcome to The Daily Me, the place for insights into life and business. Hello there, my lovely listeners. Welcome to The Daily Me Show. It's Rick Nusky here, and on today's episode of the show, I want to talk to you about some of the reasons why podcasting can help grow your business. Now, many times people don't recognize that the range of topics and genres and industry sectors that you can use podcasting to talk about is it's endless. The opportunities for you to use podcasting to talk about your business, book or venture are literally boundless. You can use it to increase your brand exposure. You can use it to reach a wider audience, increase everything to do with, educating your audience. But you have to be consistent when you do this, and you have to be providing not just volumes of content, but actual valuable and relevant content that your target audience will respond to. And if you do this the right way and you're consistent and you stick with it over time, you become that authority in your industry. And in turn, you will attract new people to your business, the right type of people to your business. Now, beyond just recording it, another critical part to all of this is that it gives you the opportunity to engage with that audience. And it's a great medium that connects people on a very personal level. And then in turn, you can redirect them, like I do, from the Daily Me Show into the Podcasting Central group on Facebook. And using your own unique voice and your story, your message, you get to build those relationships. Be they remote, they are still relationships. People want to hear from you. They want to know what's happening, any updates that may benefit them. If you do this the right way, you're going to get that following and that sense of a community that you're building. But when you are that thought leader in your space, you can have that podcast as a platform where you get to talk about the things you know and do really, really well, and you provide the insights into your industry that people who are looking to solve a problem that your business can help them with will resonate with. They'll click and they'll go, hey, this is the person that can lead me to the answer that I need. But when you take that content, you can repurpose it. You can use it in other forms like blog posts or social media snippets, video shorts, which I do. I love video shorts. In actual fact, video shorts is something we're going to be talking on another episode of The Daily Me coming up soon enough. But in all of this, when you do your podcasting, again, keep your mind, expand your opportunities here, because you can use it to create podcasts for any topic, basically. And in doing so, you can create those opportunities to interview people or collaborate with businesses and brands such that it's mutually beneficial for their brand and their sales as well as your own. And you can, even have people who are experts and influencers into your podcast, and then you can tap into their existing audience, which is a major opportunity for you to, I guess, take advantage a little bit of those relationships that you're building. But one of the big things that I've found with the My Future Business Show and the Daily Me Show is that podcasting, if you do it right, combined with SEO, can drive what's known as organic traffic to your website. That's basically beyond you hosting, your podcast and paying for that, the rest of it as organic traffic becomes free traffic to your website. That's eyes on your offer. And you can take all of the content that you've created and even link it to email marketing, which I highly recommend through show notes. You can make a lead magnet. Hey, look, download all of our show notes. Just enter your email here. Then in turn, once they enter your process, your nurturing process, you can then look at ways to monetize that interaction when they become part of an email list. And you get to, if you do it the right way, again, there's an ethical way, then there's other ways. I highly recommend that you learn a bit more about email marketing before you just jump in and start spamming people with all of your offers, because that's going to turn people off. So make sure you do a bit of research and get some idea of, what they're looking for, what your target audience is looking for. They're there for value. They're there for the insights and the knowledge that you can share with them. And you need to value that. It's so important that you don't use podcasting just to sell. You can, you know, you can network with podcasting, which is a major thing. And one of the big things I'm talking about in my upcoming book is about how you can use podcasting to differentiate yourself from your direct competitors. And that's going to give you that advantage in terms of not only attracting them, but engaging them and helping them and, you know, educating them in the way that they become a loyal listener to your show. So if any of this makes sense to you, leave us a like below this post, and especially if you're not part of the Podcasting Central group, I'd love to see you there. But remember, you need to do this consistently. You need to make sure that the content that you're putting out there is of high quality and it is relevant and timely to your target audience. Otherwise, you're not going to see results. So this isn't hard. This is just about having a plan, sticking to it, and adjusting as you go. But if you want to learn more, come over to the Podcasting Central group. There's a free book called Welcome to the Show 1.0, The Complete Podcasting System for Your Business. That's a book that I've written. Lots and lots of people have downloaded and got some value out of that. So I'm hopeful that you will do the same. Again, that Facebook group is Podcasting Central. No barriers to entry. Come on in. Love to see you there. And finally, please drop over to youtube.com and type in My Future Business and like and subscribe to our channel. All the help that we can get to build up our subscriber numbers is more than welcome. And I thank you in advance. So up until tomorrow, speak to you then.